Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're
the food guys. So that's who we are. Greg, we're talking about tomatoes. There's a lot to say about tomatoes. Oh, I wonder why we don't talk about it more. Is it because it's such a major subject somehow and we just take it for granted or something?
It's summer. You know, it's summer, and that's when tomatoes, you know, make their appearance, and they're at their absolute peak in the summer and the early fall. What we've decided to do this time is to talk about tomatoes twice. The first program will be on raw tomatoes, uncooked tomatoes, and the second will be on cooking.
Very good idea. And nowadays, we get tomatoes year-round.
In the supermarket.
But we're talking about tomatoes that you can buy in farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they actually get into the supermarket.
They do.
Depending on what your supermarket services are wherever you're living.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a larger town where you have different kinds of stores, some of them will stock farm produce.
And they'll stock heirloom tomatoes, which are typically not grown in mass, you know, but grown by individual farmers for sale at the farmers markets. And these heirloom tomatoes can be quite delicious.
Oh, I'll say.
And Brandywine is one particular variety that I happen to like. And it's got amazing flavor. It's a little bit watery, so you wouldn't want to cook with it in terms of making a sauce or anything like that. But then you have orange-colored tomatoes, and you have yellow tomatoes, and you have almost black tomatoes. They call them Russian black. And then you have cherry tomatoes, which are quite wonderful in their own right.
Yep.
And in terms of what I think you and I recommend is that people should do a tomato test. You know, have a little party. Buy as many different varieties of tomatoes that you can find, and then just make a platter of them, you know, cut them into wedges, and then season them very lightly with salt. You don't need anything else beyond that. And then bite into a wedge, get an impression for what it is, maybe write down your experience with it, and then go get another wedge from a different tomato and do the same thing. And you will find, I think, that you'll be very surprised at how different certain tomatoes will taste. Some will have more of an acidity as opposed to a sweetness. Others will have a wow factor that you can't quite define. And cherry tomatoes, cut cherry tomatoes in half and do the same with them, because they come in multicolored varieties as well.
Yes, I noticed that.
And they're just absolutely terrific that way.
And there's even green tomatoes.
And there are green tomatoes.
And, you know, some of these things come online at different times during the season.
Yes, they do. So this is just a recommendation from when you're first listening to this program to pay attention to it over a few weeks and just keep tomatoes in your mind and keep buying them as the different varieties appear during the season.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, we always had fairly large gardens, but I only remember one kind of tomato in those.
Was it a beefsteak kind of tomato?
It was large and juicy, and they were fabulous, really. That is embedded in my mind as the taste of the tomato, which is great. Kids, you know, we would sit out there in the garden and eat them raw.
Well, how
my
fabulous.
Mother would come out and say, "For crying out loud, you know, I'm not going to have any tomatoes for dinner, you know." But there's lots of different things, you know, if you're cooking with them or whatever you're doing. But I wonder if it was a matter of the seed catalogs that provided the seeds for these things once upon a time, because that's where, you know, people would get the source of their tomatoes.
Right.
Maybe there wasn't a huge variety available at one time.
There wasn't a huge variety, but the seed catalogs also would, would have zones that these varieties were suitable for growing in, but often they were wrong, you know. And in the Montana climate, sometimes you'll see a variety in a seed catalog that really doesn't do that well here. So if you're going to grow your own tomatoes, what you might consider is at the first farmer's markets is to buy a tomato plant or two and then plant that and, mm-hmm. and see how you like those tomatoes. You know, then you don't have to spend the time, you know, starting from seed yourself. And there are growers for the farmer's market who will start plants indoor like in December and then move them out gradually as the weather moves from winter to spring to early summer. So our recommendation, John, is just buy as many as you can, try them, taste them, evaluate them, and you can make a raw pasta sauce.
Yes.
With one of them. You know, you just cut the tomato up. You could cut up a couple of different varieties, like dice them, cook some pasta, and when it's piping hot after you drained it, add the tomato, add some chopped basil, drizzle of olive oil and salt, toss it all together, and you got dinner.
Yes. And you'll say to yourself, you know, I got that from those wonderful people,
the food guys.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. This is program two on tomatoes, because we're visiting tomatoes. And this time we want to talk about cooking tomatoes.
Yes. There are certain varieties that are really terrific for cooking, and those tend to be the ones that are pulpier.
Uh-huh.
And so that there's more substance and structure to the tomato, and the Roma, of course, is the pear-shaped tomatoes, and
that's right. Yeah,
they are very prime for cooking, and especially in pasta sauces. One of my favorite pasta sauces with Roma tomatoes, when Roma tomatoes are in season, of course, is you blanch the tomatoes in boiling water for just a few seconds to loosen the skin.
Yeah,
and then you take the skin off. Mm-hmm. And then you cut the tomatoes in half, not crosswise, but lengthwise.
Uh-huh.
And you put them into a fairly large skillet with olive oil. And then you sprinkle some chopped garlic on the tomatoes, and then you season with a little bit of salt and pepper. And then you put them in a 225-degree oven for 2.5 hours.
What? What was that?
So
two and a half hours,
and they cook and they develop the most wonderful flavor, and they still maintain their structure. And then you can add like some chopped basil and parsley, and baste with the oil that's in the pan.
Uh-huh.
Put it back in the oven for another half hour, and then when it's ready, you've got this amazing. And I'm going to call it a sauce, but it's not really a sauce. You've got half tomatoes that you will serve on top of cooked pasta. And you don't need any cheese with this. It's just hot spaghetti, drain it, top with a few of the halves of tomatoes that you've cooked, and that is a wonderful meal.
And you can keep those for some time.
You can make a whole batch of those. You can make sheet pans of those.
I mean, you would recommend it.
I would recommend that. And you can actually freeze them in aliquots, you know, divide them up for however people you want to serve at any one meal, and then put them in the freezer. In the wintertime, you can pull out a bag, and then have a wonderful fresh tomato meal.
Well, you know, The tomato sauce really is the supreme use of tomatoes in many ways.
It's interesting that you bring this up, because Marcella Hazan,
Doyenne
of Italian cooking, she has a tomato sauce recipe with just 4 ingredients.
Well,
and she
that's
uses
minimalism.
Well, you can use canned tomatoes, or you can use you know, like fresh Roma tomatoes that you have blanched, you know, that you've peeled. And her recipe just calls for a 28-ounce can of whole tomatoes, no salt or herbs or sugar added, okay?
Okay.
In other words, just tomatoes. And you put the tomatoes, and you put 5 tablespoons of butter.
Butter?
Butter. you have to understand this about Marcella. She was born in northeastern Italy, and butter was used with abandon there. So this would be considered, for most Italians, this would be considered a non-traditional.
Cisalpine.
Yes. And so there'd be tomatoes, butter, a small onion that was just peeled and cut in half. It's not chopped up or anything.
That's ingredient number three.
And then some salt.
And four is salt.
Yeah. And then you would just bring this to the simmer. Over medium-high heat, you'd lower the heat and maintain a gentle simmer and cook, stirring occasionally so that you could crush the tomatoes. Remember, you're putting them just whole from the can.
Right.
And it takes about 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Until you have tomato sauce. And that is about as simple as you can get. And then you would remove and discard the onion because the onion would have pretty much fallen apart, but it's not going to be in any small pieces. So the onion is just flavoring the sauce. And you serve it over hot pasta with Parmesan and black pepper, she says, if desired. Very simple.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, that's a little bit daunting, actually, curiously enough, because...
And then another thing that I like to do for cooking tomatoes is I use like a beefsteak variety, which is a very substantial texture. And you don't peel the tomatoes, but you cut them in half horizontally through the equator. And then you would squeeze the halves gently to get rid of the seeds. Not all of them, of course, some will stay. Most of the liquid. And then you stand them cut side up. And then you make a wonderful mixture of fresh breadcrumbs and salt and chopped basil and chopped parsley and olive oil and garlic, and you mix that all together really well, and then you just stuff the tomatoes with that. Then you sprinkle with some grated Parmesan cheese, and you bake it in, say, a moderately hot oven, 350, 375 for 20 minutes or so, and you've got a wonderful side dish, or you could make it a main dish just by having two or three of those halves.
How does the variety of tomatoes come into cooking with them?
Well, you'd want to have a variety for the stuffing that would not be watery. So
I see.
The Brandywine tomatoes, which is one of my favorite eating tomatoes, it's delicious but watery. I would not use that. Mm. I would not use that variety. I would use a yellow variety and an orange variety, the ones that are pulpy. But the beefsteak ones are so nice and big.
Yeah.
So you could have like one half of a tomato being perfectly adequate for a side dish for one person.
You know, we did two shows on this,
and we could go
hardly touched tomatoes. So we're going to have to ask you to come back another time for
the food guys.